Hello and welcome to the Studio 90 Extra Time podcast. I'm your host, Heather Soltis, and today we'll hear from U.S. Women's National Team defender Rachel Buehler. We talked to Buehler about her Scottish roots, Wednesday's Olympic opener against France, and her passion for singing the national anthem. She also answers some questions from fans submitted on Twitter. Hi, everybody. We're back with more Studio 90 Extra Time from the 2012 Olympics in Glasgow. I'm your host, Heather Soltis, and our next guest here in Glasgow is Rachel the Buehler. Buehler.
Yes. Yeah. Buehler.
Thanks for joining us on Studio 90 Extra Time.
Oh, of course.
So the team has been here in the UK for almost 2 weeks now. You guys must be dying to get out on the field, play a game, and really get these Olympics underway.
Yeah, it's always great to come early and really prepare, get acclimatized, you know, the time change and all of that. But we've been here for a while now, and we are very ready. I think coming to Glasgow, you know, this is the site for our first game, and we're just ready to jump out on the field and play.
The team's not in London right now, so you won't get to march in the opening ceremonies with Team USA. That's probably a little disappointing, but the team has a job to do here in Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, just part of our sport is that we don't really get to be part of the opening ceremonies. We do get to watch it and, you know, fully enjoy it with a spectator's view. And I still really feel part of it, I think, just kind of watch all the different nations walk in. And it is inspiring to watch that.
Being away from London, you guys are a little bit removed from all of the big Olympic festivities there. In the World Cup in Germany, you guys were kind of in the heart of everything. What's it like being here in Glasgow? What's the Olympic atmosphere been like so far?
Being in Glasgow has been great. I think we felt so much warmth from our volunteers and security guards and everybody that we're working with here. And just walking in the streets, you know, different fans are like, oh, who are you? Oh, Team USA. You know, they're really excited that we're here and that they get to be part of, you know, an Olympic venue.
For you personally, it must be pretty cool to be here in Scotland because I hear you have some Scottish roots. Tell me about that.
Yeah, my mom's side of the family's from Scotland. Our clan name is the Buchanan Clan. So yeah, when we were here in Scotland last time, I really made a point to get some of our tartans, which is our, you know, our special clan's plaid. And I'm hoping to find some more good Buchanan tartan attire.
I hear your mom is the ultimate soccer mom. She drove you to practice since you were probably this tall. It's probably safe to assume that she's coming to see you in the Olympics, but who else from your family will be here?
Yeah, I have a good crew coming. My mom, of course, as you said, ultimate soccer mom, you know, super supporter. My dad will be here as well, and my sister, and my fiance, Bobby. And then actually Bobby's sister and her husband are coming as well. So I have a lot of good support coming, and then I have some friends stopping through for a few of the later games as well.
Your game on Wednesday is going to be against France. The last time the team played France, you unfortunately didn't actually get to play since you were out with the red card at the World Cup. You were watching the game from the stands. What was that perspective kind of like, and what did you learn from that game from just getting to watch the entire thing?
Yeah, France is a very talented team, and I think, you know, watching that from the stands, I could really see kind of their movement and shape, and they've got a really great movement amongst the players in the front line, and just you know, very technical, good on the ball. So we're going to be prepared for a battle, definitely, but I think we're ready, and we're excited to, you know, get that game going.
The French team is known for being really creative offensively. They have a lot of dynamic personality players. What is the USA's strategy for dealing with their attack?
I mean, I think we definitely have to respect those players and their, you know, ability on the ball and their good movement. But at the same time, you know, just go out there and play our game and not let them dictate to us, but be aggressive and, you know, if they want to dribble with the ball, then hopefully we can get in and tackle them. and I think also maybe exploit them as they send numbers forward. Hopefully we can exploit that on our attack.
On Wednesday, you guys will be walking out of the tunnel. You'll get to sing the national anthem. The ultimate question is, who sings the national anthem the loudest?
Probably me. I definitely really embrace the national anthem and, you know, sing it with all my heart. I would say Megan Rapinoe sings pretty loud as well, and we're usually near each other, so that's fun. I feel like we're, you know, singing the anthem together. And then Abby will sing parts of the anthem. Not, you know, she kind of fades in and out throughout the anthem, so it's a good combo.
The team spends a lot of time in the hotel on these trips, especially during the Olympics. You train a couple of hours a day, but then you really like to rest your legs during your downtime. What have some of the activities been on the team floor in the hotel?
Well, there's been quite a variety of different things. I think people get pretty creative. Definitely a lot of Uno going on, some rowdy games in the hallway. You can hear when that gets, you know, intense because everybody's yelling and screaming. There's been some face masks, some like beauty regimen type of things going on with big mud masks, and that looks funny when people are walking down the hall with these big green masks on. Definitely practical jokes from Mitzi. Always something in there, you know, she's always got something up her sleeve, and that's fun. Friday Night Lights, the TV shows, that's been circulating around, and Friday Night's a really good show, so a lot of us are hooked on that right now. But yeah, just a lot of fun, creativity, and you know, we do want to rest our legs and prepare, so we get creative with how else we can entertain ourselves besides walking around.
We're here in the UK. Obviously, the royal family is a very big deal here. If one of the members of the royal family could come watch one of your games, who would you pick?
I definitely think it'd have to be the Queen. I mean, she is just an ultimate figure and, you know, such an amazing lady. Although, realistically, I'm sure she's probably pretty busy. So if she couldn't come, I think Kate Middleton would be amazing. She is just such a cute girl. I was so excited when her and Prince William got married. You really just can't ask for a better couple right there. So she's pretty cool, and I would love her to come to the game too.
If you had to choose, would you pick Prince William or Prince Harry? Who's more your style?
Oh gosh, well, love Prince William. He seems like such a good guy, a good leader, you know. Really like him, although Prince Harry's a redhead. So then I have, you know, that connection. So that's a tough one. Maybe you could both come and that'd just be like a, you know, extra bonus.
Before the team got here to Glasgow, you guys visited Alnwick Castle where the Harry Potter movies were filmed. Rumor has it that you were one of the best broomstick riders. Is this true?
I think I was a very enthusiastic broomstick rider, yes. I definitely embraced that. It was fun. I felt like a little kid, you know, pretending that you're riding a broom in Harry Potter, and definitely like, you know, Harry Potter and those type of things. So it was really fun.
Now we have some Twitter questions that fans submitted for Rachel on Twitter. Gooey Bear One would like to know, what do you miss most about Southern California when you're gone?
Well, my family always, and Bobby, that's definitely, I'm, you know, really close with them, but the weather, San Diego always has just the best weather, and, you know, when you're in other parts of the world, in a country, sometimes it's really hot or cold or, you know, it's just not as consistent.
It's not like Glasgow here where it's a little gray.
Yeah, it's a little gray here for summer. San Diego would be nice beach days, so you really just, you know, you gotta love that.
Long Live Forever would like to know, how do you manage the stress that comes along with being on the road so much with the women's national team?
You know, it is stressful being gone and being, you know, away from your support system, but I think we have a great support system here with all, you know, all your teammates. They're your best friends, and so you can really, you know, if you're having a rough day or something's a little off, talk about that with them and just kind of, you know, they're like sisters, so it's great.
And then just Kay Hoe wants to know, what are some of your hidden talents? Do you have any?
I do actually learn the words to songs really quickly. That, I've been told, is a talent of mine. Bobby's always like, how do you know the words to so many different songs? And I think it's because I just start singing them, even if I don't know the words, and it kind of like makes it happen faster. So maybe that could be a talent.
That was U.S. Women's National Team defender Rachel Buehler. The WNT hits the field for their first game of the 2012 Olympics on Wednesday, July 25th against France. To see the game live, tune into the NBC Sports Network at noon Eastern Time. You can also follow on USSoccer.com's match tracker and on Twitter at USSoccer_WNT. We hope you enjoyed this Studio 90 Extra Time podcast. Thanks for joining us.